This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by Family M. Wiesenfeld, Lichvot Hanesuim Shel Swuri Phineas and Esti Wiesenfeld.
Zayin Shvat, Tuesday, the 31st of January, Rabbi Zachariah Wallerstein, Judaism and Other Isms.
Good morning. An honor to be here in London, to be part of this organization, Tow Away, that every morning for half an hour, the Dvar Torah that goes across England. So this week's parasha is Parashas Bishalach. It's a very interesting pasuk. It's a little bit hard to understand. Pasuk says Vav and Perek Yudalid. So Klal Yisrael is caught between the Yam Suf and the Mitzrim behind them. And the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ma Titzak Elai? Why now are you crying to me? Why are you davening to me? Davel b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. Tell Klal Yisrael to go into the Yam." And we all know that Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into the Yam. And the Medrash says, very interesting, that the water went all the way to his af, above his nose, and then the Yam split. If he jumped into the Yam, it should have been good enough. The water went up to his neck, up to his shoulders. He had to mamash go in till he couldn't breathe anymore for the water to split. And he knows that when we're in trouble, what's the power of Yaakov? It's called Kol Yaakov. So the one thing you're supposed to do when you're standing in a situation and you're caught with the mitzvah behind you and the yam in front of you is daven. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what are you davening for? Jump in. So we have to understand what's going on here. So I want to go back to the end of Parashas Vayechi, the last pasuk in Parashas Vayechi. So we know that at the end of a sefer, Bereishis, sefer Shemayis, sefer Vayikra, Midbar, Dvarim, so the last pasuk summarizes the whole sefer. And if you look at the pesukim, the last pasuk in Shemayis and the last pasuk in Vayikra, Midbar, and Dvarim, you'll see that in each one it says B'nai Yisrael, and it's a very positive pasuk. But the last pasuk in the Sefer Bereishis seems to be the most negative pasuk in the whole Sefer Bereishis. Vayamas Yosef, Yosef died, Ben Me'ev Ezer Shanim, he was 110 years old, Vayechantu Oysai, they mummified him, Vayisim Ba'arim B'Mitzrayim, and they put him in a coffin in Mitzrayim. This is the way the whole Sefer Bereishis is summarized by the last pasuk. It's true, Yosef died, they mummified him and put him in Mitzrayim, but that's not the way to end Parashas Bereishis. The whole Sefer Bereishis Bar Elokim, the beginning of Bereishis, is the creation of the world, the story of Adam and Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You're ending, how does this connect the whole Sefer Bereishis? So, it's a very big lesson. It's in Parashas Vayechi. Vayechi is Stuma. It's a closed parasha, which represents that life is Stuma. That things that we see in life many times that look very bad are really very good. The last word, B'Mitzrayim, summarizes the whole Sefer Bereishis. So, if you look, I'm a Rebbe for the last 34 years. I'm in Chinuch. And I talk about this a lot. And I think it's very important in Chinuch. In Parashas Vayeshev, and the whole situation with Yosef HaTzadik and Potiphar's wife. So, it says that when she was bothering him, it says, Vayimo'en Yosef. And Yosef refused. He refused her. And on the word Vayimo'en is a shalsheles, a trup, a shalsheles. Shalsheles also means a chain. In Parashas Vayeshev, there's another Vayimo'en. Vayimo'en Yaakov lehisnachin. And Yaakov refused to be consoled, to be comforted. We know if Chas V'Shalom, a person loses somebody, so they sit Shiva, and people come to Menachem Avil. How could Yaakov Avinu refuse to be Misnachem? Just the opposite. If anybody, Yaakov Avinu, should have said, if I lost my son, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, I'm a Kabbalist. Of all the people not to be Makabel, the Pasuk says it's a verb. Vayimoein. He refused. You want to be Menachem? No. No, I don't care what you say. I'm not being Menachem. Very schwer to understand. So, it's brought down in Chazal. We know that Yosef HaTzadik learned by his father for 17 years. He was his Talmud Mavuk. He didn't let him go out and be a shepherd. Yaakov Avinu said the following, which every parent and every Rebbe and anyone in Chinuch has to say. Yaakov Avinu said, you're coming to me with a jacket that's full of blood, and you're telling me that my son Yosef is dead. I refuse to believe it. I put so much work, 17 years, this is my Talmud Muvuk, until you bring me a body, I'm not going to be consoled. There's no body, I don't see a dead body, you bring me a jacket, you bring me blood, Tarav Yosef, something happened here. But if I don't see a body, I don't give up. His father refused to give up on him. As a Rebbe must refuse to give up on a Talmud, and as a father, no matter what the child is doing, no matter how far Chas V'Shalom off the derech he is, as long as he's alive, as long as he has life, he has to refuse to be comforted. He has to continue to daven and to hope and to work and not to give up. In Yosef's greatest trial in life, and the Chida talks about that was the war of the worlds, that Potiphar's wife was the Nachash, was the Satan, and that Yosef was a Gilgal, actually a part of Yaakov, who was a Gilgal, it says the Chida, of Adam. This was the war between Adam and the Nachash. This was the war, we don't have time for this today, the war of Chitzonius and Pnimius, as it says that she grabbed him bevigdai. She grabbed him by his Chitzonius. And the Pasuk says, everyone thinks that she grabbed him and he ran and she held on to his coat. That's not what the Pasuk says. Vayazov, he took it off. He said to the Satan, Chitzonius, that's for you. And he ran out. Ma ro hayam vayanos. In this week's parsha, what did the Yam see that it ran? So Chazal say, the Medrash brings down the famous story that Klai Yisrael was stuck. It was stuck between the tribe and the Yamsuf. Why were they stuck? Why did the Yamsuf split? Why were they stuck? They came to the Yamsuf. It should have split. Hashem's taking Klai Yisrael. Why did Nachshon have to jump in till the water was above his nose? Because the Yam said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sar Shel Yam said to Hashem, Hey Mavdei Avodah Zarah, Hey Mavdei Avodah Zarah, I'm Teva, I'm a Yam, I don't split. It's not what I do. Why should I go against the Teva Hashem that you created for a nation that's Mavdei Avodah Zarah? Hey, my devil, I'm not splitting. Ma rahayam vayanos. So there's two different midrashim. One says Arayinei Shel Yosef, and one says Atzmai Shel Yosef. The Yam saw the bones of Yosef, or the coffin, the Aron of Yosef. So what? So what does that have to do with anything? Because Yosef went against Teva. in that war with Potiphar's wife, he fought it and he went against Teva. He broke his Teva. And because he broke his Teva, the Yam was forced, Mida Keneged Mida, to break its Teva. So really, the Yam just split for Yosef HaTzadik. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, was carrying the Aroim of Yosef HaTzadik. And in the schus of that, he already split for Yosef HaTzadik. Klal Yisrael was able to go through the Yamsuf. Vayimayin Yosef. Yosef refused the wife of Potiphar. There's a shalsheles on the word Vayimayin when the Baal Kora reads it. It's Vayimayin. It was a refusal. It was a deep refusal of everything that the Satan, as the Chidah says, everything he tried to do to destroy Yisoid. Yosef was Yisoid, was the foundation of Klal Yisrael. And the Chidah says, had Potiphar's wife won, Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed and the world would have been destroyed at that point. Where did that Vayimayin and Shalsheles, where does the chain connect to? To the other Vayimayin in the Parsha. Vayimayin Yaakov was nachem. Yaakov never gave up on his child. And therefore in the schus of Yosef HaTzadik, this week's Parsha, the Yam split. Now let's look at the last pasuk in Sefer Bereishis. Vayamas Yosef ben Me'ev Esther Shanim. Yosef died. He was at 110 years old. Vayichantu Oisai, and they mummified him. And the last three words of Sefer Bereishis. Vayisem ba'arayin. Ma ra hayam vayanas. Aroinai shel Yosef. They put him in an arayin. Where? The Mitzrayim. Had he been buried in Eretz Yisrael, like his father, had Yosef HaTzadik asked, why didn't he ask? The Maisi was Yosef HaTzadik. He was second to the king. Yaakov asked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't Yosef ask to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? Take me up to Eretz Yisrael. Because Yosef HaTzadik knew that there will become a time when Klal Yisrael would be stuck at the Yam. And the only reason the Yam would split was because of him. So specifically, he said, leave me in Mitzrayim. So the last word in the whole Sefer Bereishis is B'Mitzrayim. Had Yosef HaTzadik been buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Yam would have never split. Because Klal Yisrael didn't deserve for the Yam to split for them. And therefore, the summation of Bereishis, of the creation of the world, of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, everything that happened in Bereishis, was to get Klal Yisrael, the world was created, that Klal Yisrael should get Kabbalah Satayra. And if Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed at the Yam Suf, there would have been no Kabbalah Satayra, there would have been no reason to create the world. So the last word, bin Mitzrayim, which looks like the worst pasuk. He died, they mummified him, they buried him. The worst pasuk in the Torah was the best pasuk in the Torah. And without the last word of Mitzrayim, there'd be no Sefer Shemais. And that's why Klal Yisrael, at the end of that word, says, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis chazay. Such an important lesson in life. When things look so bad, when things look like they're at their worst, really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is creating the Yeshua. What happened here? Why did Nachshon have to jump into the Yam that the water went above his nose? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Matitzak Eli, now is not the time to daven. Now's the time to act. Because Nachshon had to also go against Derech HaTeva. So when he went into the water, as long as he could breathe through his nose, he wasn't going to force a nes. Because he didn't need a nes. He could still breathe. The second his af, his nose, was underneath the water, there was no way for him to live unless Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes. There are some times that tefillah is not enough. But that to create a nes, a person has to have mesiras hanefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Yisoid. Now when Klal Yisrael is in its greatest danger, tefillah is not matitzak elai. It's not enough. It's not enough. You have to have mesiras nefesh. Nachshon understood that, and he jumped in. Since the Medrash, the water went up, it went up. It wasn't mesiras nefesh until it covered his nose, until he could not breathe anymore. Once it got to that point, it was mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh caused, just like Yosef had tzaddik's mesiras nefesh, Nachshon ben Aminadav's mesiras nefesh caused the Kriyas Yamsuf. Sometimes a person has the koyach with mesiras nefesh to force a nes. I want to tell you an amazing story that happened to me. So I have a high school in America that I started 4 years ago for girls who are mamish, went through terrible abuse, have a terrible life, and they were mamish living on the streets of Brooklyn. They were sleeping in Dunkin' Donuts. They were being fed in the morning old donuts by Pakistanis. The world gave up on these kids. They were all thrown out of school. They were already on the streets for a year or two. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the zchus to have the das to open a school for these girls. And as much as we worked and we grew, at the end of the day, they went home. And the dysfunction and abuse that they were going through, they would go home to that dysfunction. So as hard as we worked and they grew, every single night they lost all the work that we did. And mamash over Shabbos, for 2-3 days, they came back Monday meshuggah. So we'd work a whole week, and we'd really get places, and then they would go home. So we realized that we needed to create for these girls a home. To take a home, to build a home, a dorm, put a family in it, very costly, pay the family, to take care of the girls, with room for 20 girls. We have 30 girls in the school. We felt that there were 20 of them that were from dysfunctional homes. And this was a dream of mine. Because if I could give them a place to go home to after school, that's healthy, a healthy environment, with a frum family, as their mishpacha, eating breakfast together with them, spending Shabbos together with them, would be absolutely amazing, and everything that we do during the day and during the week, we'd able to be to build on it. We won't lose it every night. I went to Eretz Yisrael, and when I opened up many years ago, Ornava, I maybe don't know if I have a chance, maybe at the end to tell you a story, Rav Steinman. So I went to all the Gedolim to get brachas, and so 2 years ago, when I realized that I need a dorm, I need a home. So I went to Rav Steinman for bracha. I said, I need a bracha. I'm going to have to raise $300,000. And in America right now, things are not that good. I need a bracha from the Rosh Yeshiva that it should go easy. I said, I'll tell you the truth. I want to build a beautiful home for these girls. So I flew all the way from America to get this bracha. And I know Rav Steinman very well. And Rav Steinman says to me, Verzot, who says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have such a home? Like, what? I came all the way from America? I said, maybe Rosh Hashiva didn't understand. I said, I want to build a home for a Kadosh Baruch Hu's daughters. Their mamish yisaimim b'chayei avim, aviv. I need a bracha from the Rav. Verzot. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants such a home. I walked out of there mamish tzibrachim, because when Rav Steinman talks like that, that means it's not happening. You're wasting your time. B'kachoya. It didn't happen. A year ago, I went back. I was with Yom Kippur. And I went back to Rav Steinman. And I said, Rav Steinman, I'm back again. I need to build a home for these girls. They're on the street. I said, there are Kadosh Baruch Hu's daughters. I'm begging Rosh Hashiva, give me a bracha. I need to build a home. You're going to have the most beautiful home. You're going to be matzliach. You're going to find the money. It's not going to stop be a home, he said. The Shekhinah is going to be there. Wow. So I'm a little bit of a mechutzif. I said, Rosh Hashiva, last year I asked you for the same bracha, and Rosh Hashiva said, who says Hashem wants such a thing? And this year the Shekhinah is there. Ma nishtana? What happened? And he said, a neyudik yisoid. I hadn't seen Rav Steinman in a year, so there must have been 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, who knows how many people saw him in between me and the last time I was there. And this is what the Gadol Hadar says to me. He says, last year, when you came to ask me, you said you want a home for the girls. This year you said you need a home for the girls. He said, when a person wants something, a lot of people want to do good. I want to help the world. I want to give tzedakah. I want to build moistis. I want shalom bayis. He says, most of the people in the world want. Nothing happens. He says, but there are a few people in the world that need. He says, when you need something, and it's correct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. That's the difference. And from that day on, when I do Shalom Bayis, so I'm already a Rebbe for 34 years, so a lot of my Talmidim are married, I tell them, if you want Shalom Bayis, you're going to need a therapist. If you need Shalom Bayis, you'll have Shalom Bayis. If a person comes and says, I need to get along with my wife, I need to learn Torah. You'll get along with your wife and you'll learn Torah. There are thousands of people walking around, I'd like to get along with my wife. I'd like to learn Torah. I would love to go to Minyan. I would love to do Chesed. But how you it doesn't happen. When a person needs something, that's when it happens. You saw the Gadol Hadar taught me. A year ago you wanted a dorm. Now you need a dorm. Baruch Hashem, October 1st, we open that dorm. And the girls have a place to be. Because I needed a dorm. And I mamash understood when I walked away from him, it changed my life. The difference between getting something done and not getting something done is wanting it and needing it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. By Nitzak! He was davening! We want the Yamsuf to split! We're in trouble! Nachshu ben Aminadav understood something. To make a nes, to make something happen, for sure, you have to need it. So he went into the Yamsuf, and he went into the water, and it covered his nose, and he couldn't breathe, and it no longer was, I want the water to split. It's, I need the water to split. Because if the water doesn't split, I'm dead. You need the water to split. The Yamsuf split. Ma ro hayom vayonos. Arayna shal Yosef, atzma shal Yosef. Yosef didn't want to run away from Potiphar's wife. Yosef HaTzadik needed to run away from Potiphar's wife. Because his father, Dikunei Shalaviv, never gave up on him. Says the Medrash, he understood that if he does this Avera, his name will not be on the Choshen. His name will be erased from Klal Yisrael. That's no longer a need. That's no longer a want. That was a need. And I think that's the lesson of this week's parsha. We have to take our want. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to change. I want shalom bayis. I want the best for my kids. People always tell me that. Rabbi Wallerstein, I want the best for my kids. No. You need the best for your kids. There's a very big difference. I need shalom bayis. I need to help other people. Then you have the bracha of the gedolim. Then you have nisim. Then the yam splits. And I think that's the lesson of this week's parasha. So, there's a song that kids sing. We want Mashiach now. And there's a lot of people that sitting here in this room that want Mashiach. So how come Mashiach's not here? And the answer is, because maybe we don't need Mashiach. We have to get to a point where we turn to HaKadosh Baruch and we say, we don't want Mashiach. We need Mashiach. And if we need Mashiach, then we'll have Mashiach. How does one change want to need? By understanding that the importance of what you want, the importance of learning Torah. If I need to learn Torah, I'm going to learn Torah. I need to breathe, I breathe. So to understand that it's more than just a want, a person understands that I cannot live if I don't have shalom bayis. I can't go home. I can't leave in the morning. My kids, I'm destroying my kids because their whole understanding of marriage. We don't teach marriage in yeshiva. We don't teach marriage. What is an understanding of a child of what marriage is? It's what he sees in his house. The Rebbe and the Mora of marriage is Tati and Mami. So that means if you don't have shalom bayis, your kids are learning in a classroom. And they're being taught the wrong things. So you don't want shalom bayis, you need shalom bayis. You don't want to learn, you need to learn. You don't want to do chesed, you need to do chesed. Vayomayim l'znachem. We all have to refuse to be consoled that we're living in a gullus. And you know what? We're making a living and we have a shul and we have a minyan and we're learning daf yomi and everything is good. No, vayimayim l'znachem. This is not good. We're in Golas. The Shechiah is in Golas. Vayimayim l'znachem. I refuse to be consoled when my Shechiah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in Golas. I don't care how much money I have. I don't care freedom of religion. The Shechiah is in Golas. Our children are suffering. We're suffering. Klal Yisrael is suffering. People don't have parnasa. People are having a problem having children. People are having shalom bayis problems. Hospitals are full of yidin that are terminally and critically ill. In New York, there was a doctor in Sloan Kettering that said, "This is a Holocaust. Klal Yisrael's in Golas. The Shechiah's in Golas. We want Mashiach. No, we need Mashiach." And maybe if we get to that point within ourselves, if each person needs Mashiach, and we stop matzitzak alai, we stop talking about it, and we do something about it, then Bezrat Hashem B'Karov, Mashiach will be here, and we'll be back in the Beis HaMikdash.